Part 2. You will hear a talk to members of the public about plans for a new housing development near a town called Nunston. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 14.
Hello everyone. It's good to see that so many members of the public have shown up for our presentation on the new housing development planned on the outskirts of Nunston. I'm Mark Reynolds and I'm Communications Manager at the development. I'll start by giving you a brief overview of our plans for the development. So, one thing I'm sure you'll want to know is why we've selected this particular site for a housing development. At present, it's being used for farming, like much of the land around Nunston. But because of the new industrial centre in Nunston, there's a lot of demand for housing for employees in the region, as many employees are having to commute long distances at present. Of course, there's also the fact that we have an international airport just 20 minutes' drive away. But although that's certainly convenient, it wasn't one of our major criteria for choosing the site. We were more interested in the fact that there's an excellent hospital just 15 kilometres away, and a large secondary school even closer than that. One drawback to the site is that it's on quite a steep slope, but we've taken account of that in our planning, so it shouldn't be a major problem. We've had a lot of positive feedback about the plans. People like the wide variety of accommodation types and prices, and the fact that it's only a short drive to get out into the countryside from the development. We were particularly pleased that so many people liked the designs for the layout of the development, with the majority of people saying it generally made a good impression and blended in well with the natural features of the landscape, with provision made for protecting trees and wildlife on the site. Some people have mentioned that they'd like to see more facilities for cyclists, and we'll look at that, but the overall feedback has been that the design and facilities of the development make it seem a place where people of all ages can live together happily.
Part 3. You will hear two geography students, Adam and Michelle, talking about a volcanic eruption which took place in Iceland in 1783. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
So, Michelle, shall we make a start on our presentation? We haven't got that much time left.
No, Adam, but at least we've done all the background reading. I found it really interesting. I'd never even heard of the Laki eruption before this.
Me neither. I suppose 1783 is a long time ago.
But it was a huge eruption, and it had such devastating consequences.
I know. It was great there were so many primary sources to look at. It really gives you a sense of how catastrophic the volcano was. people were really trying to make sense of the science for the first time.
That's right. But what I found more significant was how it impacted directly and indirectly on political events, as well as having massive social and economic consequences.
I know. That should be the main focus of our presentation.
The observations made by people at the time were interesting, weren't they? I mean, they all gave a pretty consistent account of what happened, even if they didn't always use the same terminology.
Yeah. I was surprised there were so many weather stations established by that time. So, you know, you can see how the weather changed often by the hour.
Right. Writers at the time talked about the Larky Haze to describe the volcanic fog that spread across Europe. They all realised that this wasn't the sort of fog they were used to. And, of course, this was in pre-industrial times, so they hadn't experienced sulphur-smelling fog before.
No, that's true.
Reports from the period blamed the haze for an increase in headaches, respiratory issues and asthma attacks. And they all describe how it covered the sun and made it look a strange red colour.
Must have been very weird.
It's interesting that Benjamin Franklin wrote about the haze. Did you read that? He was the American ambassador in Paris at the time.
Yeah. At first, no one realised that the haze was caused by the volcanic eruption in Iceland.
It was Benjamin Franklin who realised that before anyone else.
He's often credited with that, apparently. But a French naturalist beat him to it. I can't remember his name. I'd have to look it up. Then other naturalists had the same idea, all independently of each other.
Oh, right. We should talk about the immediate impact of the eruption, which was obviously enormous, especially in Iceland, where so many people died.
You'd expect that, and the fact that the volcanic ash drifted so swiftly, but not that the effects would go on for so long, or that 2 years after the eruption, strange weather events were being reported as far away as North America and North Africa.
No. I found all that hard to believe, too. It must have been terrible, and there was nothing anyone could do about it. Even if they knew the ash cloud was coming in their direction,